with this KLEM Sports Update for this Wednesday, January 17th. I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. The Lamar's bowling teams finally got back to competition yesterday by sweeping Sioux City East at home. The girls won their matchup 26-29 to 18-16, and the boys shot a season high to defeat the Black Raiders 32-08 to 24-59. And after a nearly a month off of competition, the Bulldog girls were maybe still trying to knock up some of the cobwebs when they stepped to the line to bowl yesterday. The Bulldogs, who rank as one of the state's best, shot their lowest total of the season against the Black Raiders. Head coach Gary Brady says there were some opportunities to score better that just weren't taken advantage of.
We just missed a lot of shots we normally do not. But we had some really good things happen. We didn't shoot. I mean, this is our season low that we shot, but it wasn't by a horrible amount. I'm pretty sure you can ask every girl on our team if they left some pins out there, and they all would agree that they could have got a little bit here and there. Jenna Fisher led our team today, and she shot just under 200 for an average, and that's just phenomenal. That's, it's going to really, really improve our team.
The Bulldogs have been showing some signs of inconsistency at times throughout the season. Whether that is frame to frame or even game to game, Coach Brady says it could be a product of a number of factors, including a bit of youth on the team.
It's just the consistency. We'll shoot a 230 Baker game, and then the next game we're shooting 150. And I'm not sure if it's just focus or practice. We have two seniors on the team, so we're young, and that could be a part of it. But three of the girls are returning from last year, so we got half the squad that we had last year, and the other girls, it's really their first time full-time on varsity, and we've been flopping some varsity kids.
Lamar's now goes from having no competitions for about a month to having multiple in the span of a couple of weeks. The Bulldogs head to Council Bluffs on Friday to take on Thomas Jefferson, and Coach Brady says it will be nice to be in consistent competition mode again.
It's hard when we had so long in between, Christmas break and then weather, and that's what drives the girls nuts, is we're doing the same things at practice over and over, practicing against ourselves over and over, and that gets really old and stale, and I understand. We try to do, some things to change it up a little bit and make it fun, but there's only so much you can do. Nothing beats competition, and, shooting against a lot of different schools that we haven't shot against is always a good time.
The Bulldogs remain perfect on the season, now sitting at 5-0 in dual meets. The Bulldog boys, they relish their time off, using their first competition back to shoot their season best by nearly 100 pins. Lamar's was locked in and loaded as a team with no major weak points anywhere in a dominant victory over the Black Raiders. Head coach Travis Jones says the guys benefited by not simply going through the motions over the break.
I think the break really helps reset the kids. I think we really train really hard right before the break, get a little bit extra in, a little bit more spare practice, a little bit of everything. And then I think it allows them to process what we did instead of just going through the motions and starting to not take it as seriously as they could. So I think the break helps them realize, okay, this is what we're doing again. This is my end goal. This is how I need to achieve it.
The Bulldogs really didn't waste any time in building a lead, using some momentum from many 200-plus individual games. Coach Jones says that start was important because it really set the tone for the rest of the match.
I think they came out of the gate swinging. I told them, don't be cold. It's cold outside. It's really easy not to get warmed up. And they really just put their heads down and did what they were supposed to do, and they knew how to do it. So it's just execution. They finally executed.
The Bulldogs did bring back a lot of experience from last year's team and is poised for a deep run once again. Coach Jones says everything in the macro sense is taken care of. Now it comes down to focusing on the little things that make the difference late in the season.
It'll just be nitpicking things, just practicing spares. They all know how to strike. Strikes come and go. The spares are the ones. If you miss a spare, it really shows compared to if you just pick up all your spares, you still have a good game. If you miss a few, then it really starts tanking. So we'll just be nitpicky at that point. But for the most part, just letting them do their thing and really putting it all together at the end of the year.
The Bulldogs now sit at 5-0 on the season on the boys' side in their dual meets as well. Again, Jenna Fisher, the top bowler for the Bulldog girls. She shot a 394 series individually. Trevor Fisher, the top boys bowler, shot a 488 with a 245 and a 243 individual game. Pretty nice day for the Fishers. We go from one hardwood floor to another hardwood floor where the basketball teams around Plymouth County were able to get things back on the track, period. It had been quite a while since we had had some basketball. And there was a great matchup in Hinton yesterday. Top 15 girls contest as 14th-ranked Hinton defeated 15th-ranked Kingsley Pearson River Valley 62-30. Three Blackhawks in double figures. Ashlyn Kovarna, 15 points. She was able to hit some mid-range jumpers. Bailey Booby down on the post had 14 points. Cadence Peters from the outside with 11 points, including three threes. And that just shows that Hinton was scoring everywhere. And head coach Matt Leary says it was good to execute like that on offense against a very good squad.
Ashlyn had some good pull-up jumpers from that mid-range. Cadence hit some threes. Carlin hit a three there in the third quarter. That was big. Bailey's always Bailey, and even Avery. You know, Avery did some good post-ups too. On our secondary break and on our offense. So, yeah, it was a great win. You know, because you know they just cracked the rankings last week and beat a good Maple Valley team on the road. So. Yeah, it's a good win.
Kingsley Pearson River Valley's Sydney Duskett demands every opponent's highest attention, and Hinton was no exception. Coach Leary says his defense came through in a big way to hold her to just 14 points while having to take 16 shots from the field.
We know that she definitely makes that team go, and as long as she works for everything she gets and, you know, we're ready to help her, I think we'll be okay. I just didn't expect it to be quite this of a good margin, especially coming off of a big break. But everybody else was in that break, too.
Hinton improved to 11-2 with the victory on the girls' side. Let's take a look at the rest of the girls' basketball scores from yesterday on our sports scores and results page. Akron Westfield defeated MMCRU 43-33 behind a 19.7 rebound performance from Mackenzie Hughes. Bo Harris had 7.7 rebounds and 5 assists, stuffing the stat sheet for the Westerners. Fourth-ranked Remsen St. Mary's remained unblemished on the season, defeating Trinity Christian 60-20. West Sioux handed Galen Catholic another loss, 57-50. Rizaya Sitzman did her part for the Jays, scoring 29 points. Hartley Melvin Sanborn defeated South O'Brien in Wargo Conference action, 46-38. To the Missouri River Activities Conference, where history was tied last night at home. 7th-ranked Lamars defeated Sergeant Bluff Luton, 64-41. Jalen Marino stole the show. She had 33 points. She made 8 3-point field goals. That tied a program record that had only been matched twice total in school history. Beth Swift made 8 3-pointers in a game in 1997, and Madison Dreckman made 8 3-pointers in a game not too long ago in 2019. So Jalen Marino joined some very hallowed company as one of 3 players in program history to make 8 3-pointers in a game. 5th-ranked Bishop Heelan defeated 12th-ranked Sioux City East last night, 62-42. It was 15th-ranked Sioux City West beating Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln, 68-61. And Sioux City North rolled over Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson and MRAC girls basketball, 65-27. Finally, to the Western Valley Conference, where MVAOCOU took down Lawton Bronson, 65-33. 3rd-ranked Westwood rolled over OABCIG, 60-21. And West Monona beat Woodbury Central, 70-62. To boys basketball yesterday, that non-conference matchup between Kingsley Pearson River Valley and Hinton saw the Panthers get some revenge for the girls' side anyway, 70-66. Landon Howe was one of 4 Panthers in double figures with 19 points as the Panthers were able to score with many different players. Head coach Lance Howe says when the ball was moving to everyone like it was last night, his team is tough to guard.
the more we spread it around, we're really hard to guard. And the more other teams spread around on us, they're hard to guard. So we really preach that. And some of these younger guys, Kevin Wright, hit some huge shots. You know, Bo gets a lot of attention. So you stand him in the middle, he usually draws at least two, if not three or four. So when those guys start hitting shots, then we can start playing, we relax and everything. So it's a huge thing to have, I don't know how, I don't have the stats in front of me, but three or four guys in double digits, that's the way we need to play.
But the game wasn't without drama as KPRV took a 10-point lead with just a minute to go in the game. Hinton cut that down to 2 points with 4 seconds to go, exposing some of the youth that Coach Howe has. But he says it was nice to see the Panthers ultimately get the job done.
Our young guys are growing up pretty fast. So you're going to see 30 seconds of young guy mistakes and then hopefully like 2 minutes of really good, you know, settling down and playing. So that's a process, you know. We're doing a lot better. But, yeah, when you have up 10, you didn't want it as close. But, again, Speed's guys play hard. They play aggressive, and they make you turn the ball over. So not enough good things to say about the Hinton Ball Club. They're good.
The Panthers improved to 9-4 with the win. Logan Kempema led Hinton and all scorers in the contest with 24 points. We continue with our boys' basketball scores from yesterday in the Warrigal Conference, where Akron Westfield picked up another nice victory over MMCRU, 51-36. Remsen St. Mary's took down Trinity Christian, 49-32. Galen Catholic, a nice senior night win, defeating West Sioux, 73-41. And 10th-ranked South O'Brien bounced back, stomping Hartley Melvin Sanborn, 78-25. In Missouri River Activities Conference boys basketball, Lamar's took a loss at home to Sergeant Bluff Luton, getting swept by the Warriors this season, 54-45. Sioux City East upset 6th-ranked Bishop Heelan, 68-54 in that rivalry contest. And it was the Council Bluffs schools winning their two contests, Abe Lincoln over West, 81-39, and Thomas Jefferson over North, 84-61. Finally, to the Western Valley Conference, where Woodbury Central beat West Monona 58-53. Lawton Bronson took down MBAOCOU 61-54. Westwood beat OABCIG 74-59, and Ridgeview took down Siouxland Christian 63-22. And of course, we go from hardwood now to the mats, where wrestlers were able to get back into action yesterday as well. The Lamar's wrestling teams got going at the MOC Floyd Valley Triangular. The Bulldog girls got a win in their first duel, 51-30 over MOC Floyd Valley, but lost to a very good Spencer squad, 45-30, going 1-1 at that triangular. The Bulldog boys, they also went 1-1 in their duels yesterday, defeating MOC Floyd Valley 53-24, but falling to another good Spencer squad, 61-15. This is a loaded duels contest up in Sheldon, where Hinton and Akron Westfield, both in the top 15 in 1A, battled with Westwood as well as Sheldon South O'Brien. The Blackhawks got the better of Akron Westfield in their duel with each other, 42-39. Then Westwood pulled off a nice upset over the Westerners, 41-36. Akron Westfield's only win yesterday came against Sheldon South O'Brien, 53-33. Hinton then made it a perfect day, defeating Sheldon South O'Brien, 58-15, and Westwood by a final score of 52-30. MMCRU hosted a couple of wrestling teams at their triangular, falling to Bishop Heelan 52-18 and falling to Woodbury Central 53-24. Those are some good programs that the Royals had to wrestle yesterday. And finally, as to East Sac County, a quad of boys wrestling contests where the Kingsley Pearson wrestling team took 3 losses. They fell to East Sac County 36-30, Grettinger Terrell Ruthven Ayrshire 42-24, and Alta Aurelia by the final score of 54-30. All those dual wrestling, basketball, bowling scores, and more can be found on our website at KLEM1410.com under the sports tab at the top of the homepage. In the drop-down menu, click on sports, scores, and results. Don't forget, you can follow us on Twitter. We've got up-to-date sports news there at KLEM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Wednesday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.